Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shane Mack. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Orsolac. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cheeto Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. Melvin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gagne out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orsolac hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into left field. Orsolac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cheeto Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Newman bunts towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Orsilak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsilak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Davis moves to third. Milligan moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Milligan scores. Martinez moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Orioles. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Pagliarulo reaches second base with a double. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pagliarulo moves to third. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pagliarulo scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gladden scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Gagne. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. One out. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Orsilac is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orsilac hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mac. Orsilac reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken is walked intentionally. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Orsilac moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Terry Leach now pitching. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mac. Milligan reaches second base with a double. Orsilac scores. Ripken scores. It's 6-2, Orioles. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a line drive off the glove of Pagliarulo, and into shallow left field. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Milligan scores. It's 7-2, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Melvin fields it and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis juggles the ball. That's an error on Davis. Harbeck scores. Pagliarulo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Orioles. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ortiz hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melvin hits a line drive towards third. Pagliarulo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive towards the mound. Mussina catches it and throws to first to double up Newman. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Orsilac is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. David Segui now playing first base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett is 0-3 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis is 0-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mack is 0-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Milligan is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gomez is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Melvin is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to third. Gomez moves to second. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux is 0-4 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pagliarulo is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagliarulo moves to second. Todd Fraworth now pitching. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Newman is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Fraworth covering. It's a double play. Pagliarulo moves to third. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Dan Gladden. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Larkin hits a line drive towards the mound. Fraworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.